This commentary is brought to you by Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization. Butte CPR is dedicated to the preservation of historic architectural resources in Butte, her buildings. These views do not necessarily represent those of this radio station. Today's topic is about integrity. No, not the kind we are seeking in our politicians, but historic integrity. Today's commentary was mostly written by Butte historian and all-around good guy, Dick Gibson. Integrity. When most of us look at a building in Butte and consider its integrity, we think of whether or not it is falling apart. Are there holes in the roof? Are the eaves collapsing? But when a historic preservationist looks at buildings, he or she looks beyond physical condition to such hard-to-quantify things as location, design, setting, materials, workmanship, feeling, and association. The National Register defines integrity as the ability of a property to convey its significance. Sometimes that comes largely through association, as with author Mary McLean's connection to the home at 417 North Excelsior. Setting and location are reflections of the neighborhood, how much it has changed, whether the building has been moved, and other straightforward observations. Workmanship, design, and materials are also relatively easy to quantify, even to photograph. Who hasn't said, they don't build them like they used to? The art and craft of 1890s tinsmiths, carpenters, and brickmasons is obvious all over Uptown Butte, even in decrepit and damaged buildings. New vinyl windows subtract a lot from historic integrity, while an original open porch with turned Victorian columns will likely be a significant plus in terms of a place's significance. From roof lines to siding style, all elements of design and materials are critical to an evaluation of integrity. What could be more subjective than feeling? Different strokes for different folks. One person sees the last surviving Queen Anne's miner's cottage on a streetscape. Another sees urban blight. Feeling is the sense of aesthetics, beauty, and historic connection to a particular place and time. And often enough, it can be really hard to look past a weedy yard and broken windows to see a place as it once was. We all know the clash of sensibilities when we see a sleek, modernistic steel and glass tower in the midst of Victorian gingerbread. Even if objectively we appreciate the modern office, we feel it is out of place. That's what integrity means in a place like Butte, where all the elements come together in widely varying degrees. What is more important, maintaining the neighborhood's character or making room for something new? The most thoughtful and progressive architects and urban planners are clear that the most livable cities and neighborhoods are diverse in terms of age and use of buildings, and that function and need should dictate the growth of cities and neighborhoods. The high-tech clothing company Mont Bell's vision statement seems appropriate here. Function is beauty. Fortunately, professional guidelines are available to help us quantify integrity. New buildings can be constructed that meet design review criteria required for historic landmark districts. The new Northwest Energy Building is a case in point. Butte has a variety of building styles from many different decades of development that can be drawn on when developing a vision for integrity of style. That diversity offers us great flexibility. For information about Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization, visit our website at www.butecpr.org. And remember, Butte's historic architecture is her future, not just her past.